Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to your Daily Fuel. Today's quote comes from Steve Maraboli. We all make mistakes, have struggles, and even have regrets in our past. But you are not your mistakes, you are not your struggles, and you are here now with the power to shape your day and your future. That's a powerful quote. Too many of us are living in the past. Too many of us are living with regret. Too many of us are living with those errors in judgment that we've had, because we all make mistakes. I continue to make mistakes, but I continue to learn from those mistakes, and I continue to learn and I continue to grow. We all have regrets for things that didn't work out the way that we wanted them to. And maybe that sometime is because we didn't commit ourselves to it fully. And we have those regrets. We've all made errors in judgment, haven't we? That word said in anger, that rash reaction. We've all had those. But we've got this power. We've got this power that's available always. It's the power of now. And it's the power of today. And today you can start shaping your day. You can start shaping your future with that power that's available to each and every one of us. You've got today. You've got now. Shape your day. Shape your future. I'm Coach Curl. I'm glad you've enjoyed today's Daily Fuel. I'll see you soon. Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to your Daily Fuel. The key to successful leadership is influence, not authority. That's today's quote. It's from Kenneth Blanchard. Now, John Maxwell says something very similar. He says, leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. Now, whoever holds the influence in your organization, it is the leader. Now, think about that. Position and title never deliver what influence can. With position and title, people deliver because they have to. With influence, people deliver because they want to. So where does influence come from? One of the main ingredients that I see is in trust. And where does trust come from? It comes from three things: character, credibility, and competence. Now, people with a strength of character are trusted because of that. People who have credibility have a track record of success, commitment, and the people that they associate with. Well, competence to me is really around that ability of yours to remain relevant in today's fast-moving world. So if you want to be the best leader, look to increase your influence. And if you want to increase your influence, look to build trust. And I ask you to ask yourself four questions. Am I trustworthy? Do I have a track record of success and commitment? Who do I associate with? And am I still relevant? And when you answer those questions, it gives you the basis, the foundation for your ability to build trust with your teams. Remember what Maxwell says. Leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. I'm Coach Curl. Thanks for tuning in to today's Daily Fuel. I'll see you soon. Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to your Daily Fuel. Today's quote comes from my book, Seriously Simple Stuff to Get You Unstuck. Getting defensive doesn't hide the fact that you know you could have done better. Stop putting your energy into excuses. When successful people take on feedback, they do so because they know the learnings will enhance them and enhance their endeavors. Often, however, it's the reverse. With less successful people, they'll get defensive when their results don't go their way or they're provided feedback that they don't like. In my corporate career, I led large teams. I led large teams of managers. And after providing feedback to a manager that wasn't desired feedback, I'd often give them time to reflect. And after genuine reflection, they would often come back to me and admit and acknowledge a lack of effort, a lack of commitment. They know they knew they could have done better. But I see a defensive reaction often when I'm providing that feedback. And maybe that defensive reaction is directed more internally than what it is externally, because they know that they could have done better. So there's two learnings here. Part-time effort equals part-time results. I know myself, I know personally that when I don't commit to something, I know I'm not going to succeed to the level that I know that I should. And the other lesson, when results and feedback don't go your way, getting defensive doesn't change the scorecard. Accept that less than ideal feedback, accept it as a gift, unwrap it and reflect upon it. Then get out there and have another go. Hey, I'm Coach Curl. Thanks for tuning in to Your Daily Fuel. I'll see you soon. Hey there, I'm Coach Curl and welcome to Your Daily Fuel. Today's quote comes from Norman Vincent Peale. The trouble with most of us is that we would rather be ruined by praise than saved by criticism. Every time I talk to a group that are going through some leadership development, I'll ask them if they like feedback. And of course, everyone in the room says, yes, we love it. At this stage, I usually let the room go quiet. And there's always one brave soul in every group that I've had that says, ultimately, when it's good. We love good feedback, don't we? The problem is that unless it's specific, it's very hard for us to improve on it. Unless it's specific about something that we've done particularly well, it becomes really hard for us to learn from it. And in fact, it can usually do us more harm than good, especially if it's the only feedback that we're hearing. Because maybe we start to get a bigger sense of our own ability than what we really have. Now, don't get me wrong, we need encouragement, we need recognition. And if we're to achieve our fullest potential, of course we need that. Yet often that's the only feedback that we're willing to take on. Yet constructive feedback is the thing that we will always learn from. When people are giving us advice, support around things that they could see us doing better, of course we should be taking that on. We need to accept that as a gift. And if people aren't giving that to you, you need to go chase it. And chase it with some of your own self-assessment that you're doing around your own performance. And lead those conversations with that. Because when people see you doing some honest self-assessment, some self-reflection, and you asking for some feedback around how you can fix that, they start feeling more comfortable providing new constructive feedback. Hey, I'm Coach Curl. Thanks for tuning in to Your Daily Fuel. I'll see you again soon. Bye. Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to Your Daily Fuel. How to eat an elephant. Today's mindset hack. Now, I'm not literally going to show you how to eat an elephant, by the way. So for those out there worried about that, please don't. It's a metaphor. Now, there's lots of good advice out there in relation to goal setting, right? However, the key has always been and will always remain, it's how we apply action to the goal that counts. That's the critical bit. Now, one advice that's a constant, and people will talk about this quite often, is to set a goal, a big, huge, hairy and scary goal, and that motivates us to achieve, or so we're told. And so we're motivated by the thought of achieving that goal and what we become and the results from that goal. Now, for some people, that motivates them and it drives them forward, but for many, it overwhelms them. It does the opposite. It scares them into submission. It overwhelms and ultimately stops many people from going forward. So that's when we ask ourselves, how do we eat an elephant? And the answer is simply bite by bite. And the same applies when we set ourselves a really big goal. How do we achieve a big goal? Well, we go step by step. And the key to achieving a big goal is to map it out, map out the path, choose our milestones along the way. And we get rewarded as we do that. both through our own recognition process through chemistry in our brain. But we should be looking to reward ourselves physically as we take steps towards the goal. There's a saying from Maraboli, every day you should be a step towards your goal. So today should be the furthest that you are from your goal, if you go step by step. So how do we eat an elephant? You go bite by bite. How do we chase our big, hairy, audacious goals? We go step by step. I hope that's helped you today. Choose your big, hairy goal, but map out your steps along the way. I'm Coach Curl. Thanks for tuning in to Your Daily Fuel. Until next time, I'll see you then.